Hello, welcome to Pokemon Monday once again. This is Mike Grimm. I'm doing the intro for Carolyn right now because she's still overcoming her cold.
Hello. Yeah, I'm still a little bit... my coffee and gross from my cold. Got my cup of water here in case I have a crazy coughing fit. But yeah.
And also?
Oh, and I'm here too, Henry Gilbert, again. Clean up my language this week.
Yeah, I got some complaints from users about some salty language last week.
Sorry.
Pokemon Monday.
Without Carolyn here, I can't. I'm not a gentleman.
No, you were just saying that it was Brett's influence.
Yeah. I blamed it on Brett.
So we had a whole schedule planned, and I was planning to talk all in detail about EV training and what my tactics were for keeping track of EVs and stuff, but we're actually recording on Friday since Monday we'll all be in transit to E3, but all this Korokoro scans leaked early this morning, I guess.
Yeah, just the start this morning, yeah.
So we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Should we just get right into these new Pokemon?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so first up we've got Gyaru. What do you guys think?
I like this guy. I'm a big fan. Yeah. I sort of like Bronzong and Bronzor already, so yeah. I kind of like his style. I mean, I realize, you can make that Pokemon argument where it's like, well, he's just a thing, and his name doesn't inspire a whole lot of confidence, but he does look cool, I think.
Yeah, I think he looks totally
but
cool.
But Henry's not a fan.
Well, no, I don't know. It's just, I think they're just a gear. I think they are a little bit lame. I like their design, especially with their, apparently, they both have one eye, which is kind of strange, but I like, I think they have a cute design. I just don't like I don't like Bronzong.
Oh, boo. I love Bronzong, and I really love Gyaru. I think the gear design is really cool. It's kind of simple, and I do like that each one has an X'd out eye.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. And what's also kind of weird about this one is their abilities are either plus or minus, which we haven't seen since Minun and Plusle.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to work. I assume it's for doubles battles, and it only really works if you have one plus and one minus on your team.
Yeah. So. Well, was there mention of the triple battle? Was that mentioned?
No. What have you heard about that?
I don't know. I heard something about that on Poke Beach or something. I'm not sure if it's from the same Korokoro thing, but there was, I don't know if it's verified or whatever.
I haven't read that. Well, I saw that there was a post with rumors, but I didn't read it yet.
Yeah, I think it's mostly rumor. I'm not saying it's on or off.
But
yeah,
some of the rumors were verified with the Korokoro leaks, the name of the Pokemon professor.
Ah.
Which we'll get to.
So it could be true. So what did you hear?
Oh, that's all. Just it was a mention that I guess there might be 3-on-3 battles as opposed to just 2-on-2. So
be
that might
be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
It's weird thinking that you can train Pokemon to be good at doubles battles and triples battles with that plus and minus ability and stuff.
Yeah.
It seems pretty specific. But yeah.
I wonder if you're gonna be allowed more Pokemon in your party then.
That would be nice. It's been 6 for so long. But it makes you be choosy,
Yeah.
With who you have in there.
Yeah, I think they'll keep it at 6.
Yeah.
It seems a bit much.
Even when there's that garbage Pokemon with the HM moves taking up a slot.
Oh, I know. There should be a special slot for HM.
Yeah.
HM Pokemon.
I hate that.
So what about this next Pokemon? Moonna.
It's weird looking. It's like a piggy bank, but it doesn't have a regular pig nose. Also, it floats around, in the gameplay image there. It's a floater, which is also strange.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me a Drifblim sort of thing, where it's just this kind of weird, floaty psychic thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that even though he's all pink and purple and kind of cheery looking, he does have a sinister vibe. Are you guys getting the...
Oh, yeah. Well, it doesn't have, a mouth to smile with, and so...
I don't know. It looks like it has kind of some kind of appendage, almost a trunk or something covering.
Yeah, it seems a sort of a fanpy nose or something.
Yeah,
sort of like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. In the gameplay image, he's levitating as
That's what makes him look more threatening to me.
I don't know. He doesn't seem that sinister. I mean, he's like bright pink, got the flower pattern. He got those little eyelashes, too. I mean, yeah.
That's
I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, he seems weird in like that Driftblim way, but I don't think he's like evil or anything.
Yeah, I don't think he's evil.
But he is the Dream Eater Pokemon, which is kind of a creepy idea.
Yeah. Yeah, his abilities and stuff seem pretty, like, other than, like, his weird appearance, like, he seems like a pretty standard Pokemon. Like, his abilities are either Forewarn or Synchronize, which we've seen mm-hmm. a bunch before. And although his move, and was listed in the Korokoro scan, is Telekinesis, which causes the foe to float.
What's so useful about that? Why would you want, your enemy to float? Like,
that's a good question.
Yeah.
Unless there's going to be a new move that increases damage to floating enemies.
Because, mm. mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like if you're floating, you'd be like immune to ground type moves or something. Like level
yeah.
Up, I don't know.
Maybe he has some crazy, like, juggles, you know, like, I don't know. Huh. Well, what about this chinchilla Pokemon, Chirami?
I like him. I wonder if he's going to be the Pikachu / Meryl / yeah. whatever of the game.
They're definitely going for, like, the Pikachu / Pachirisu. Yeah, you're totally right.
Though, but it's not colorful enough. Usually those dudes are more colorful.
Yeah, and he's normal type. So, you know what? He's going to be the Bidoof of the game, maybe.
Ooh, well, at least it's cuter than a Bidoof. Or
yeah.
I like Furret. Furret's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
like,
Furret's
super
probably
common
the cutest
dude.
One.
Maybe because it reminds me of like Super Mario's Raccoon Tail, too. But yeah, this chinchilla one's cute. I like the little tuft of hair underneath its chin. I like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. But again, like, this Pokemon seems like kind of totally standard. There's nothing like really surprising. Like, its abilities are Cute Charm or Technician, which we've seen a ton of before.
Yeah.
Although he has a new move listed, which is Sweep Slap, which slaps the foe numerous times, but it's like...
How's that different?
Double Slap.
Fury Sweat.
Any of those
exactly,
moves,
yeah.
So he's kind of boring to me. I don't really have a strong feeling about him. He's just there. I won't use him.
But you know he's going to have an evolution, too.
Mm, yeah. Wanted to look, though.
Yeah.
Well, I know Michael is a chinchilla owner. He enjoyed that.
There you go.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Yeah.
Michael Rapar is not.
Yes, yeah, not me.
So this, speaking of kind of standard and nothing surprising.
Yeah.
This next one, the bird Pokemon Mamipato. Wow, just completely continues the tradition of using a real life bird as a template for the common bird Pokemon in the game.
It's the most like Grim was saying before we were recording. It's the most pigeon.
It's just a pigeon.
Yeah,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's a pigeon.
And
it's funny because
we already have Pidgey.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that they've already named the bird Pokemon Pidgey, but it didn't really look anything like a pigeon. So now they've got a pigeon that's not named Pidgey, and it's like, well, here's some more garbage bird Pokemon for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's cute. Well, of all, I love pigeons, so I'm biased, but like,
I actually think he looks cooler than any of the like existing sort of like trash tier bird Pokemon.
Yeah,
but he's still pretty neat.
But
looking.
I mean, he does just look like a pigeon. Yeah. And like, we've had so many, like, how many real life bird Pokemon have we already had in the series? Like, Pidgey, okay, Starly, Spearow, Noct Owl. Yeah. Like, there's so many.
Yeah, I forgot about Spearow.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how they're going to, like, make his evolution. Because I'm sure I'll have, like, three evolutions or whatever. Maybe two. But yeah,
two or three, yeah.
But yeah, it just seems like, how are you going to make him look tougher but still like a real-life pigeon? It's like, I don't know. Is he just going to get goofy?
Yeah. Just a bigger, jerkier
pigeon.
Yeah,
right, like, exactly.
We'll give him, he'll have, like, angry eyebrows. They do that a lot.
Yeah.
And pointier wings. He'll be less round.
He does have what looks to be a new ability, though. He can either have Super Luck, which we've seen before, raises critical hit ratio.
I like that move.
Yeah, it's a good one. He could also have the ability Pigeon Breast, which who knows what
sounds
that does.
Strange,
it sounds
yeah.
really useless.
Sounds like some weird white meat.
Or Hobo Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I like the breast on it, though. It's like heart-shaped thing.
It's cute, really, to its design.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like its wing outstretched reminds me of Farfetch'd.
Mm, true.
Mm, good point. Yeah. So we've got three more to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you guys think of this Hehe Daruma?
I like him. I like his angry look and his big fiery eyebrows. And,
yeah.
And yeah, there's not, I don't know, there aren't a lot of ape Pokemon, are there? Like, other than
Primeape.
I like Primeape a lot.
Yeah, Primeape's cool.
But one thing I don't like about Primeape is he always looks dirty, like he needs to take a bath or something. but I like this guy. Fire type is, I think, my favorite type, and so I like seeing, after all these normal or psychic dudes on the other page, like, it's nice to see a fiery dude. And he's got, in the move on the, and the accompanying image, like the animation on that looks really cool. The big fiery explosion.
Yeah.
He's neat. I like his eyes and his like big crazy grin. He kind of reminds me of, like, a Chinese dragon with like the big flaming eyebrows and the eyes and everything.
You're right. It's like Chinese dragon mixed with Donkey Kong.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
Yeah. He definitely looks like a single stager to me too. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he has an evolution.
Maybe he could have one. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe he'll be like, maybe there'll be an electric ape type too, and they'll be like the, you know, Magmar / Elking of the whatever.
Mm.
Electrobuzz. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I like him.
Yeah. So what about Shimama?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like him. I mean, I was saying earlier that I kind of want to make a gimmick Pokemon team of just, like, horse-stanced, like, quadruped Pokemon. So,
totally.
Like, him and Stantler and everyone and Giraffe Rig, but
I don't know. Yeah. Actually, I think because of my, how much I like Stantler, I kind of like this one, too, because it reminds me of him, except, like, with a zebra, a lightning zebra.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's my problem is, I don't know, when it comes to, like, I don't know, electric Pokemon, I don't know, I feel like I've already got enough. So in my case, he wouldn't be a good fit. But I don't know, he looks like I'll definitely have an evolution, though, just because he's kind of cute. And I could just see him going sort of the Shinx route or wherever, where he just gets a bit more jagged.
I was going to say that, like, if you compare him with, like, Luxray, I really like Luxray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the look of Luxray a lot better.
Oh, yeah, no, I do like Luxray.
Yeah.
But...
but he seemed like he's got some good abilities. I mean, again, it's nothing we haven't seen before. Lightning Rod or Motor Drive.
Mm.
I don't know. Again, he seems like kind of a standard electric type Pokemon.
So they kind of will have like a higher attack stat than special two, since I don't know, those four-legged ones tend to have a bit more physical based stuff.
Well, and then its move, the Wild Volt, it sounds pretty much the same as the old tackle moves, except an electric tackle. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how much more awesome that's going to be.
I guess we'll have to see. And again, like, is he going to have an evolution or not? I don't...
He looks cute enough to get one.
Yeah, he looks... Because, like, Pokemon have, like... You know that ones that don't evolve have a medium or like a median amount of cuteness. And so if it goes below that, then it means it must evolve to go above that.
It's cute, ugly, and then awesome. That's sort of how...
It'd be totally cool if he was like Slowbro or Mantine or something, and like his evolution was he got like a Pikachu rider.
Yeah.
Like he Pikachu would be like on his back being like... Yeah.
I'd love that.
Yeah, I always love those weird evolutions that require you to do like really strange stuff. I wonder if they're going to... I'm sure they'll have a few more, but...
Yeah.
It seems like those would be more fun to do than just grinding for a lot of them, you know?
Totally. So we got one more to go. Meguroku, the desert crocodile Pokemon.
Hmm.
So, this really just seems like a hippopotamus... Hippodon. But an alligator, or crocodile, I should say.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I don't know. He's all right looking, I guess. And his, Earthquake Spiral, his move sounds...
That's his ability. It's a new one. It sounds interesting to me.
I like Earthquake.
As
a move.
I don't know that it has anything to do with Earthquake. Probably not. It apparently raises attack when... with every foe it defeats, so
I like that.
That's kind of cool.
And again, he doesn't look fierce enough, so I bet he evolves as well.
Yeah, definitely.
To be a really scary looking crocodile instead.
I kind of like the ground dark type, so I mean, I think he's a good fit just type wise. Like, I know Hippodon already has the same thing, but that's a good mix, I think.
That's true.
I like his kind of bandit mask eyes. That's a neat design.
It kind of reminds me like a gecko almost, like a gecko and like got really long nose, like African alligator or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. Yeah, I think he's definitely got an evolution, but yeah, he just sort of seems like, well, this is what a crocodile would look like if it was a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But its pink belly is kind of weird. I don't like
that. It's kind of cute.
Yeah. So, so that's the Pokemon.
So those are the Pokemon, but there's so much more that these scans have revealed. My favorite is the new professor, Professor Araragi. What do you guys think? I think she's so awesome already. I'm so happy there's a lady Pokemon professor finally.
And she's not some like old man, like grandfatherly figure. Yeah. Too. I like that. Apparently she's like presenting you. The screen has her with the chinchilla one, which is kind of surprising. Like, that's the one she's with. Though maybe she presents a lot of different Pokemon to you, but if that's just a game screen, it'd be weird that, like, it seems like kind of a big moment if the professor's showing you a Pokemon.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's the intro where it's like, this is a Pokemon. Yeah, this is the world of Pokemon. Yeah. It's like, I know. I bought the game.
But I wonder in America what type of tree based name she'll have.
Oh, that's a good point.
Miss Maple. Professor Maple.
Professor Maple. Probably. That actually, that could be true.
I bet that's...
Yeah.
It's a very feminine sounding tree.
But I'm excited. She looks energetic and nice. I like her outfit.
Yeah, it's a nice, you know, feminizing of the old professor look, you know.
She's working that updo.
Yep, she is. Those nice earrings, and I like her coat.
Matches her eyes. It's a good color on her.
Yeah, totally. So I'm super excited for that. It's about time. Yeah. About time.
Yeah, fifth generation it took.
And then, speaking of the professor, we also get a glimpse of the new Pokedex.
Yeah. Mm. So now it's got two layers to it, or?
I don't know, like, I kind of get the feeling it just flips open.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think you're right.
But it's weird that it shows two colors.
Yeah, I guess that would be the inside then, or, I don't know.
It kind of looks like just, like, little iPods or, like, you know, Sony, like, MP3 players.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the things about those drawings that always get me is they do a nice job, like, on designing those and drawing those, but you literally will never see that in the game.
Exactly, It's, like, I don't really care what the art of the Pokedex looks like. I want to know how the Pokedex is in the game. I want to know if they've improved it. I really want them to incorporate the Pokedex with the PC. I say this, like, every week, but, like, seriously, they need to put the PC and the Pokedex together so that you can search the Pokemon you've caught in your Pokedex.
I know. Well, the screens they have of them there, those look of just the listing of the type looks pretty similar, I'd say.
Yeah.
How it used to look.
Yeah. Yeah, they're never going to change it. They're never going to get rid of that stupid PC. That's a terrible storage solution.
If they streamlined it too much, it seems like it would just, like, take away from the overall time you play the game, because, I mean, you spend so much time just walking back to the center and checking stuff and swapping stuff out. And I mean, it's gotten better with the stylus controls, but it's still
I would be okay with having to go to the center to check in and out Pokemon, but there just needs to be a way to organize the Pokemon in the PC. Like, sort the Pokemon by name or, you know,
I wish that you... I wish you didn't have to exit through, like, a couple menus just to remove items from your Pokemon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also, who, you know, why should they even have your PC on that list? Like, if you actually want to see all the pictures you've taken throughout the level, then just use Fly to go back to your hometown and look on your own PC then. I don't think most people are really want to look at that that often.
There's definitely, I think, a problem with that where it's just like, the PC stuff. They just have options on there that aren't useful or, like, at all applicable anymore, but they just won't take them off for whatever reason. Anyway.
Yeah, again, no, the separate deposit drawn move, it's so silly.
Yeah. But what's this, to the left of the Pokedex thing, what's this? It looks like a weird mini game with, like, the blues and orange and greens, like...
Yeah, I think that's...
Hex screen.
It's kind of still a little bit mysterious, but yeah, there's two different... that is what they call a sea gear, which we don't know what that is yet. It's some kind of Wi-Fi feature.
Okay. Oh yeah, I saw that before. That's like this is the they're talking about Wi-Fi, and that I could see that word in another section.
Yeah.
It's weird. Well, they also, and on the other page too, they had a screen of the like of the upstairs of the Pokemon Center.
Yeah.
Of talking to the three people you always talk to do stuff.
Yeah. I really wonder what that Seagear is. It just says it's Seagear. It's a new device. It has something to do with Wi-Fi. But the other Wi-Fi feature that we know for sure that they've unveiled is the random match.
Oh, that'd be cool. Well, you don't even have to friend them or anything.
No, you can go on the global terminal, which, and also another good thing is that the global access terminals or whatever are going to be at all the Pokemon centers now.
Oh, that's good. I know, and to get to the GTS and in Gold and Silver, you have to, it's only in Goldenrod City.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so, I'm yawning. sorry. Yeah, so that'll be cool, and I think all it does is just match you with a random person over the net to battle, which is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's nice there. Seems like they're simplifying it.
Yeah.
Just seems like you're either going to get a five-year-old who doesn't really know what they're doing, or you're going to get some pro.
Yeah, I wonder if voice chat will be enabled for that, or if it'll be automatically disabled. It seems like with Nintendo, they would automatically disable voice chat for someone you don't know.
Well, that's kind of how they did it with the Smash Brothers game on the Wii, that like you couldn't talk at all. Like, you couldn't even, I think, text to somebody you were playing against if they weren't your friend. So that's to keep the kids safe, you know. Yeah. That's their number one priority.
Yeah, the voice chat now with trading, like, with people, you know, on Pokemon, it's sometimes kind of awkward. Like, if I'm trading with someone I don't know very well, I usually just turn it off because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, what interesting things will you have to say?
You're not,
I don't know you. So.
But then sometimes with like my friends, it's fun because then you can just chat like you're on the phone.
Oh no, yeah, that is cool. But otherwise, just shut up and give me my Cobatops or whatever.
Yeah. Seriously, but yeah, I'm really wondering what that Seagear thing is, and the random battle thing seems really cool. The other thing that it mentions in the Korokoro issue is that there's going to be some kind of functionality where you can upload your save data to the internet.
Really?
Yeah. So my guess, just off the top of my head, is that they're going to have some kind of cool site, like, you know, like on Pokemon.com or something, where like some kind of community thing where you can share, like, your progress in the game and stuff.
That's like Halo with Bungie.net, like, like that. Yeah. That'd be cool. That also would be cool, like, if it would be like how... like with Grand Theft Auto, well, just any Rockstar game, like they have the Rockstar Social Club and like the GTA 4, it would show you the hotspots of where most things were going on in the city, and like here's where the most crimes were or whatever. And so if they could do a similar thing like that with Pokemon, like saying like, here's where people were kept. Well, I don't know. That would get rid of, I guess if it described where you could find some Pokemon, that would kind of get rid of the mystery that they want, then. They kind of hide from you.
So your Pokedex is for, too.
Yeah, it is what your Pokedex is
for. Well, if you guys, I don't know if you guys remember, but I haven't been to the site in a long time, but when Diamond and Pearl launched, they had a GTS website that it was this really cool globe that you could, like, move around, and it showed in real time the trades that were going on the GTS.
Oh, really?
I'm making hand motions.
You could just watch them fly across the
pond. Yeah. Like, you could see, like, oh, this Shinx is going from U.S. to Japan, and... Hmm. Oh, in Italy, the most popular Pokemon to trade is, you know, Jinx or whatever. and it had, like, all these worldwide statistics for, like, GTS trading. Yeah. And it was just really cool to browse around and see, like, what Pokemon were the hot items on the GTS. Yeah. And
oh, that would be cool, too, if it could show you, like, who's been playing, like, what's the most used Pokemon in a certain area. Who has what's the most... the team that wins the championship in the game the most.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I like the idea of just, being able to, move your save file around, because that kind of seems like that could play into the whole difference between black and white thing, where it's, the idea of, moving your save file over to the other game after you beat the first one. I don't know. Like, that's to me, is a cool idea, where you just, you can progress into the other game and start off with, where you left off on the first one.
That'd be something.
True, yeah.
That would be nice. Then you wouldn't have to go through the the horrible task of transferring one Pokemon at a time to your new game.
My biggest other complaint about the game is that, do I really need to watch this animation of this ball floating through the sky every time?
I like that.
I mean, it's cool, but it's like, I need to get these off of here, and I don't want to sit here for an hour, but I'm going to.
For me, the online thing is mostly, like, the thing I'm most excited about is just, like, bragging about my achievements and stuff. Like, I don't know if you guys ever played Spectrobes, but, like, Spectrobes had, I don't know if they ever actually did this, but they had this huge plan for, like, this big community feature, and the game would have, like, all these kinds of achievements and stuff that you could put on your like, profile page to see, like, what you've done in the game. And, like, to me, I love a lot of the Pokemon stuff that's kind of tertiary to the actual gameplay, like the ribbons and all that stuff. So it'd be cool if there was a place to really online to really display your ribbons. And
That would be cool, because they sort of do that with the, like, your trainer card, like on the back it has like your record of wins and losses or whatever and what badges you have. But it'd be a lot, like, they could do so much more with that. Because the ribbons on your Pokemon now, like, they don't matters much, like they're really kind of, I don't know,
I,
you
like
can't really show
at them
off
occasionally. One.
No, I definitely like the idea of, because I mean, if they do have more of a community feature where it's easier for you to, like, upload your stats and stuff, that makes all that, like, little, you know, add-on stuff so much more, like, cool and useful and fun. Because I never look at ribbons. I don't ever buy mail, like the mail, you know, which are cool and I would like to, but I don't ever use this because it's like, you know, I don't really play with other people all that much on it. So it's just like, that stuff's totally worthless to me.
I but got online mail from Norwegian King of Names.
Nice.
That's great.
Smeargle is the cuteness. And I stored it away in my mail bag. It was really cool. I was like, wow, I think that was like one of the first times I've gotten mail. I wish they just had more vocab so you could send cooler mail messages.
Yeah, but they don't want... Again, it's to protect the children. They gotta have... Gotta keep it vague.
Yeah. Gotta control every word.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so this... all this news, very exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think they'll... not to change subject too fast, but do you think they'll have anything to talk about at E3 this year?
I'm glad you brought that up. I would have totally forgotten. I don't know. It's kind of completely in the dark, like, for Pokemon E3. Uh-huh. I mean, I have no idea. What do you guys think?
I wonder. It would seem wrong if, when they, at the Nintendo press conference, when they get to talking about the DS, if they don't at least show, like, just a trailer of Pokemon Black and White in action, you know? I don't even expect them to have, like, localized dialogue in it or anything either, like, but if they don't show it at all, that'd be real disappointing. I don't know.
I was shocked North America even got the release or the reveal of the legendaries when they announced the game. Like, that really surprised me, because I'm just so used to, like, getting every piece of information from Japan, like, months before it ever comes to North America.
That was really cool.
And so that's what makes me think they'll have something to show at E3, because this, like, that showed them accepting, like, actually recognizing,
hey, it's a global market.
People in America read this news the second it comes out in Japan, too, so why don't we just announce it in America, too? So, yeah, I hope they have something. I don't know. E3 is kind of, they always try to be so, like, open and to the general public, like, they're not gonna get too specific, I bet, into Pokemon information at it. But I hope they show something. I hope.
Yeah.
But then again, it's or maybe they'll talk about if it can be used, like, with the 3DS in any way, because the 3DS could be a big part of their.
Yeah.
Of their.
I think. Yeah. I mean, 3DS and Pokemon Black and White is going to be totally separate, because we already know that Pokemon Black. We've seen the box art that it's not going to be anything to do with 3DS.
Well, though, I liked Brett's theory that it could be like how some Game Boy games also had some features on Game Boy Color, and maybe, you know, it could do.
Well, we already. I mean, the box art already showed that it had DSi functionality, but not, you know. Well, so I think if there's any Pokemon announcement having to do with the 3DS, it's going to be some kind of new side.
Yeah, maybe some download-only game even.
Yeah, maybe even a download-only game. I was thinking something along the lines of, like, Troze, like maybe like a puzzle game or something. Or doing like some kind of new Pokemon Ranger game or something.
I think I feel like I already said this on another Pokemon Monday, but I would really like to see them remake Pokemon Snap for the 3DS.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that would be really cool.
Because that was one, because like it, that I love that game so much because it made it feel like you were in the Pokemon world, like, and all the three, the polygons and all that. It was beautiful. Okay.
There's one other thing I wanted to mention too that I talked to you about it the other day. I mean, I guess this is, you know, this again isn't confirmed, but I did think that I saw a picture of, was it Marimisu?
Mijimaru,
yes. There was what looked like a picture of Mijimaru's second evolution. It's floating around on the internet.
Yeah, I haven't seen that
probably
yet.
Fake, though, if this is the most recent Korokoro scans right in front of us here. So
yeah.
It did not look promising, whoever rendered this thing. It looked real because it looked like it had been scanned from some Japanese magazine to fool us, you know, ignorant gaijin. But it was pretty interesting. I mean, I don't know. Again, it was just a picture that's floating around. I can't find it. But if I do, I'll
post it. If you can find it, maybe we can post it on the Pokemon Monday page because I'm curious to see it too. Even if it's fake, for some reason, I'm kind of like really intrigued with like all these fake Pokemon that people come out with.
No,
like,
definitely.
So.
Yeah, it's like the closest thing I think to like a, you know, mod community Pokemon has. Yeah. Is just like everyone like making their own.
Totally.
Yeah, and it just brings back that, like, remember when you were a kid and you hear these rumors and there's all this, like, all this exciting mystery, like, is it true, is it not, and you have no way to confirm whether, like,
the thing
is. It makes it fun, you know, it's like, it brings that imagination back. So, but yeah, I haven't seen that.
Well, so here's hoping that we'll keep our eyes on the game, or keep your eyes on Games Radar, especially during the Nintendo press conference, because if they have anything to talk about Pokemon, they'll be there.
Definitely, yeah. And yeah. I know I've been told, you know, what my responsibilities are at E3, but I'm ready to drop everything if I hear wind of any new Pokemon announcement. I'm going to drop everything I'm doing and go check it out. So
yeah, totally. Right. Yeah. I don't think anyone would blame you.
Totally. Well, they can. Yeah. No one's going to stop me. I will fight you. Get out of my way. I'm talking about Pokemon. So, anything else? So, were we going to...
No, I don't think so, man.
This announcement
ruined our original plan, man. But, like,
you know,
this
that hard effort
big.
Carolyn puts into this. Just had
yeah,
to cast
no,
aside
I just
this
had week. To throw my whole schedule out, but it's exciting, and... I'm also excited to hear what the readers have to think about the new Pokemon. So please let us know.
What's your favorite of the seven they showed off?
Yeah, should we all pick favorites?
I think that's a good idea. That's a good question. But I would say Giru is my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Because I can name him like Giru of War or all kinds of things.
Mine is Hihi the Daruma. He's my favorite. The gorilla fire dude. I like him. I like the chinchilla one too. He's cute, but like I said, fire type's my favorite, and I especially love his giant eyebrows and the manic look on
his
face.
Are cool. Yeah. My number one and two though. Number one, Gyaru. Number two, I think Moonma.
Yeah?
Moonna, I mean. I keep saying Moonma, it's Moonna.
Definitely unique.
Yeah. I don't know.
I wonder what their real names are going to be real names. That sounds racist. I mean, they're American. the localized names.
Localized. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I think some of them are going to be the same. Some of them are going to be different. That's usually how it is.
Hmm. Yeah. Moonnod, I think that could be a good one to stick. I mean, it's spherical, like the moon.
Yeah.
It reminds you of the moon.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Shall we wrap it up?
Believe so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys later.
Bye.